Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's ask Andrew what he thinks. Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Our good friend Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone channel, nice enough to join us here in the wee hours of the morning out in California. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Andrew. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. All right, did the real Browns stand up on Thursday night?
I mean, a decent version of them stood up. We're only two games in. I think it's, you know, even like looking at last night's game, it's hard to really figure out if any of these teams are their real versions through 2 weeks. I think the Ravens are. I think they've proven that. I think, you know, the true elites. But look at the 2-0 teams. The Raiders are 2-0. They beat the Panthers, and they beat the Saints in their home opener without Michael Thomas and with Drew Brees looking like a, you know, like a 43-year-old relief pitcher throwing slop in the middle innings. The Bears are 2-0, but does anyone think the Bears are any good? So I think the Browns at 1-1 have a lot to build on, and I think look, it's a lot better than the alternative.
Well, now there's that, isn't there? Hey,
I'm sorry.
You just mentioned something about Drew Brees. I watched Drew last night, and he didn't look very good. Either Michael Thomas is that important to everything, or Drew's starting to look his age. Tom Brady's 1-1. Week one against that same New Orleans defense that Derek Carr shredded, he didn't look so good. Is Father Time catching up here, Andrew, or is it just a slow start?
No, I think they are. Sorry, I cut you off there. Bluetooth, so you know what.
Quite all right.
I think Father Time is catching up to them both. I think Brady can still throw the ball down the field. He definitely can do that. I don't think Drew Brees can anymore. And we're going to do something on NFL Now coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern where, you know, we show yards per attempt and air yards. In other words, the ball, the distance the ball travels in the air out of Drew Brees' hands. And it's shockingly low, like historically low. And not just compared to what he used to do, but compared to the rest of the league. Michael Thomas is not a deep threat. And, yes, he absolutely changes the offense. He changes the way defenses have to cover. So he does make a difference, but these numbers were plummeting last year. He cannot stretch the field anymore. And it's one of the reasons they paid Taysom Hill. It's one of the reasons they brought in Jameis Winston. He's certainly good enough to win with, and his preparation, his mental acuity at his age and what he has seen, you can't throw anything at him. He has not seen or cannot handle, but no, I do not think Drew Brees can't make the throws anymore at all to scare people.
Hey, Andrew, I want to go back to the Browns here for a second. Look, the defense has really struggled, whether it was at the end of the season last year without Myles Garrett or the first 2 weeks of this season. Giving up 30 points doesn't seem to be a problem at all for this defense. I'm curious your thoughts on how much it will help this week to have a couple guys back, in particular Greedy Williams and Mack Wilson.
I think, and listen, injuries are never an excuse, but I was talking to my buddies at the Around the NFL podcast, and I was pointing out to them that they didn't point out enough last week in their analysis of how well Joe Burrow played, just how devastated the Browns were with injuries defensively. Again, not an excuse. They have to get on the field and prove they can be good with those guys. But I don't get –
Oh, no. You still there?
You have Delpit out for the year. I'm counting Delpit, okay? So Delpit out for the year. Kevin Johnson, I consider a nickel corner a starter. So Delpit, Kevin Johnson, Greedy Williams, Mack Wilson, Olivier Vernon, and I'm going to count Jacob Phillips because he had started week one. So that's six starters who did not play week two, over half one side of the ball. So, yeah, getting those guys back have to help. How much is it going to help?
The run game was on incredible display the other night. You got to love that. And Odell and Baker hooked up a few times. Did you like the balance? Is there enough Odell there? Is there enough Baker there?
I think there's enough winning there. And
there you go.
Listen, I'm not going to try to project anyone's happiness with how many passes they get. But I think that the story, or at least the questions to the player, would lessen if they run the ball for 200 yards and he catches a touchdown every day. I think everyone can be happy with that, right?
Right. Yes.
I think if they win, run for 200 yards and he catches a touchdown, I don't know that anybody can be upset. So I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that mix. I think the question this week is, do you protect Baker, or how well do you protect Baker against what is a very, very good defensive front for the Washington football outfit? That's the question for me this week.
Do you have to go to a fashion class to be an outfit or no?
Outfit, unit, side. I think we should use like the soccer term, you know, a side, meaning a team, not like a side dish, but like
a side,
they, you know,
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, against the Liverpool side, you know, that's how they would describe a team, a club.
I'm trying to gauge Kevin Stefanski's worth, you know, a little bit here early on, and I'm not being harsh. I'm just, yeah, well, no, I'm his worth, because I'm watching the Vikings that are off to an 0-2 start right now, and I'm wondering, huh, what was he worth to the Vikings? That's where I'm kind of at it.
Yeah. It is interesting because, you know, I talked to a lot of people in the offseason when we were filling hours at a time every day. You guys had to do the same thing with nothing really to talk about. And,
oh, yeah. Tons to talk about.
We all do it. It's better than digging ditches. We love it. There's this thought that the Vikings offense would be better this year with Kubiak. And it was not a slam of Stefanski. It was merely an acknowledgement that Gary Kubiak has been in that system, won Super Bowls in it for 30 years, right? And that, you know, if he's the quote-unquote master or the teacher and Stefanski was the student, that maybe going back to the guy that had been in it, been a head coach in it, been a player in it, that it would work better. It has not. Now, the Vikings have plenty of problems. Justin Jefferson has not stepped in and filled Stephon Diggs' shoes admirably through 2 weeks. Their biggest issues are defensively, but Kirk Cousins simply does not look comfortable. So it is interesting, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Very interesting. Yes, very. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Baker Mayfield buzz probably will never die down, but I thought he managed the game well the other day, and managed is not a bad word in my estimation
not
for a quarterback.
It's not a bad word. Yes. Bucky Brooks, my colleague, is on the show coming up today. He had mentioned, I want to say on his podcast with Daniel Jeremiah, he had used the words game manager, and I think some Browns fans picked up on that. There's nothing wrong with managing a football game. As a matter of fact, when you don't manage a football game, that's when you get criticized. How did you not know your situational football? You should have managed that better. Right? That's how we criticize quarterbacks, but they don't like to be praised by using that phrase. You manage the stinking game and win it, that I'm fine with that. Baker looked good to me. He had the one bad pass. He forced it a little bit. He didn't see the corner dropping off, and they paid the price for it. They still won the game. I thought of it last night, right before kickoff. as I was flipping back and forth between right around that time, the Carlos Santana 2-run home run, and then the gold jacket intro on Monday Night Football. They ran a Baker commercial, at least locally for me, after their first intro in the stadium. And I thought to myself, man, this commercial feels heck of a lot better now after that win. Does it not?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Any commercial feels better after you win.
Any.
It's when you lose and you see those commercials, you're like, oh, not now, please.
Right. And I don't mind the commercials. It's almost like, I don't say I feel bad for him because he's getting paid, right? But it's almost like I could just hear people, you know, racing to their phones to angrily type something with their thumbs about stop doing a commercial and win a game. Oh, they won. Yay. Now go back and do it again. But the fact that we're even talking about this just shows that we get wrapped up in the non-football stuff at times with this team, and I think with every team, and it's part of the beauty, the good and the bad of a 17-week season. I'm just really happy that we're sitting here talking about week three now at this point. I'm not trying to be the negative person, but like a month ago, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, if we had said to each other, hey, guys, let's make a pact, I guarantee you we will be talking on the phone week three about week three's games. I think all of us would have yelled, woohoo, and taken it, right?
Agreed.
Yes.
Yes, very excited. Yes, 100% behind
woohoo!
You, my friend. All right, last question before the Poobah's head explodes because we're running a little late here.
That's fine. Do you
like the Browns, or do you like the football team that plays in the nation's capital this weekend?
That you grew up near.
Yes.
I grew up there. Yes,
yeah.
I grew up. My very first game was a Washington game against the Lions of Detroit with Billy Sims on the at that point, NFL programs, because the teams locally didn't make their own programs. The league made the program then, and Billy Sims was on the cover. I still have it. It's 1982. I like the Browns in this game. I think they're the better team. They have the more experienced quarterback and the better running game. I will take Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, and Kareem Hunt over Dwayne Haskins, J.D. McKissick, Antonio Gibson, and Peyton Barber. But protecting Baker is by far the number one most important thing in this game, and the Washington football side does not quit as they rallied from down 17 week one, and they actually had their moments in the second half against the Cardinals when it looked as if they were dead.
Andrew Siciliano, as always, we appreciate your time out of your busy schedule, and we know you wake up awful early on the West Coast to talk to us, so thank you.
I'm already pulling into the office. Thanks for readjusting today.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, thank you. All right, Andrew, we'll talk to you soon. See ya. Andrew Siciliano on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.